Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Muslims are running for political office in America in order to institute Sharia, the law of Islam. That's the headline. Shahram Haidian comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I've noticed a number of Muslims running for political office from the lower levels in a local or state level and then for the United States Congress as well. What is their goal? Are they endeavoring to assimilate into the U.S. society? Or, as you seem to hint, is there a plan to take over the United States with Sharia?
To answer that question, we have to go to their own document, which was discovered by the FBI. There's a document called the Explanatory Memorandum. And in the Explanatory Memorandum, they very clearly laid out that their goal was to, quote, sabotage our miserable house from within. Direct quote from their mission statement, using our hands, meaning the hands of the unbelievers, and the hands of the believers or the Muslims. In order to do that, they laid out a six-step plan, one of which was to infiltrate and engage the political environment and get Muslims elected into office who then would implement aspects of Sharia like they have, as I said, in Europe, where you have many of these Sharia courts operating as a parallel legal systems to British law, French law, German law, so forth and so on. I believe they are fulfilling that goal. Ilhan Omar was at a fundraiser hosted by CARE last year in Washington State, where she said unapologetically, we are focusing on building Muslim power for 2020 and beyond. What they call this, Dr. DeYoung, is called the Muslim Blue Wave, because ironically, all these Muslims that are running for office are running as Democrats, and their goal is to get over 1,000 Muslims elected. And I think we have to be wise to the political power they're trying to gain. Ultimately, they want to implement Sharia. They've already implemented aspects of Sharia, because my question is, can you openly criticize Islam in this country without being labeled as an Islamophobe? If you can't do that, which you can't, so when you have that happening, that's Sharia. That's the implementation of Sharia. We call it creeping Sharia, but it's Sharia.
Shahram Haidian explaining how Muslims in America are running for elective office in order to institute Sharia, the law of Islam. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Shahram's report should be alarming to Christians here in America. The word Islam is not used in the Bible. However, the Islamic nations of this world are listed in the Bible as major players in the last days' prophetic passages, Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. The goal for the Muslims is to initiate Sharia across the world, and it is now in play here in America. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...